The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your day, Terry Way, London. Zion, Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, Zion Elo, 15th of August. Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, Elo, when Yom Kippur starts.
Thank you. The state of Gomorrah, we say. Now, we know what are the Ramazim of Elul. So it's a pasuk later on in Sefer Dvarim, Uma Lashem Es Levavcha the Es Levav Zavecha. Right? So Es Levavcha the Es Levav is Rashi Temois Elul. And then there's another pasuk that the Bible term quotes from what we say now in the Dovid Hashem Uri, Lulei Heimanti Leroyis Betuv Hashem. Lulei is also the letters of Elul backwards. I want to understand, is there a reason why sometimes it's spelled this way, sometimes it's spelled backwards? Is there a reason for that? Every time you can think about it, but again, Uman Hashem Eslavachav Eslavav Zarecha El was spelled according to the Seder, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, Lulei is Pumfaket, it's backwards. Is there any reason why Elul is hinted in a forward and backward way? Okay. Also, it says on that pasuk, Uman Hashem es levavchem es levav zarecha. So I remember the last mimer that I heard from Rav Yitzchak Kuttner Zatzal. If anybody ever heard a mimer for him, it was an orchestra. He had a strong voice, and everybody was listening, and it made such a roshim. I remember when he put on his glasses, when he took off his glasses. His last mimer was Erev Hashana. And he brought down the Rabbeinu Yoina. Mamash in the beginning of the Shari Tshuva. Says Rabbeinu Yonah Mamash in the beginning. He's by Batira Kiyazo Hashem Lashavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help those who want to do tshuva. Kasher en yad tivam maseges. Even though naturally they cannot do it on their own. En yad tivam maseges. And what's the pasuk that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you, even if it's totally beyond nature? The pasuk Guman Hashem is Levavcha Vezalav Zarecha. I guess to circumcise your heart, it's not something that's done on piyatela. You need special kriches to do that. Says the Rabbeinu Yoina, this pasuk is letting you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you to do tshuva, kasher en yad tivam maseges. And Rav Putnam was makish it because he had a question on, because mitzvahs always are done on piyatela, how could be the tshuva is one mitzvah which is done not with piyatela? That was his question they started off. But I remember he quoted the lesson of Rabbeinu Yoina. And this pasuk, the Rabbeinu Yonah learns that milas ola salem is something not apiateva. And this is the words which are hinting to Elul. So if you connect the two together, what does it come out? It comes out that there's something unnatural about Elul. Because the pasuk which is hinting about Elul is the very same pasuk that Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is now apiateva. What is unnatural about Elul? So that's question number two. Okay, number one was the change of the order. Okay? And number two is what's the inyan of that it's shalom, that there's something nishtevatik on this pasuk, which means Elul, if you connect the balutun. Okay, Chava? Okay. What happened? How did Elul start? What would you say to us? Remember how Elul started? Well, so how did it start? What was the what made Elul Elul? No, well, historically, how did it start? And how did Sinai? Namely, right, Moshe Rabbeinu was three times up for 40 days from Vav Sivan Shavuos to Zayin Tammuz, and that ended in a tragic way. The Luchos thing smashed Luchata Egel. And then 40 days he went up again from Yudchet Tammuz till Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it was Komsi Komsa, the Kaz. But then he went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul and came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchos Shniyos. And that's called a happy ending. When did that happy ending start? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, when did the Rutzen start? So I'll read to you Lashon Rashi. Nimtzu calling the second 40 were over on 29th of Av. Bo b'yom nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisroel v'omar l'moyshe tzor l'cha shnei luchas. On Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, come on, make luchas, come on, nisratza. There's already a Rotzen. He gave him the green light, the green card. Come up. Asa od mem yom, nimtzu kolim yom kippurim, and then we conclude on Yom Kippur. And then again says Rashi, bo bayom, nisratza kodesh boch v'yisrael besimcha. This is Rashi in Pasha Zekev. So, the beginning, the same words, Rashi is using the same words twice. Bo bayom, nisratza kodesh boch v'yisrael on Erev Shchodesh Elul. And then when he came down on Yom Kippur, again the same words, bo bayom, nisratza kodesh boch v'yisrael. So what changed between the two? Maybe levels? You know, like in the Richter scale, 5.3, 6.8. On Erev Shel was 3.5, and when he came down on Yom Kippur, it was 6.2. Okay, you could say that. But maybe there's something else happening here, that Rashi is saying, the Mamre is saying, we're showing this, both by Yom Nisrasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, on Erev Shodesh Elul, and on Yom Kippur. So what changed between these two rituals? Rashi adds Basimcha in the second time. You're right. You're right. Rashi adds Basimcha in the second time. Hey, good Nechaskel. So maybe there's more Simcha. You could say that. You could say that. 100%. So that's question number. I need feedback. I'm a teacher. I'm not a lecturer. I need feedback. It's not being recorded. Here it is. But you guys are alive. So question number three. Again, question number one is the Elul backwards and forwards. That's question number one. Question number two, that there's something unnatural about Elul. That's what comes out according to Rabbi Yoina. And question number three, there was Ritzu in Erev Shchodesh Elul, and then Ritzu on Yom Kippur. So what changed? I guess just maybe more? Okay, that could be an answer. On those last 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis says the following. Toyra nitna ba'arboim. Torah was given in 40 days. On the Luchos HaShniyos, that's all Masholim is there. The Neshama noitzah ba'arboim. And the Neshama was made in 40 days. Here comes a parallel between Torah and Neshama, says the Eibishter. Kol ha-meshamel torasai, if you watch the Torah, if you keep the Torah the way you should, nishmasa mishtameres, his Neshama will be kept. Kol chas v'shalom she'eino mishameres ha-Torah, ein nishmasa mishtameres. So there's a parallel here done between Torah that was given in 40 days, and then the Neshama that was given in 40 days. Right? And when you do one good, the other one will be kept. Fine. The Neshama was given, now Torah that was given through 40 days, I understand. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu something. Lama Zekin, 2.5% of the Torah. 2.5%, and then 2.5%, and then again 2.5%. After 40 days, what do you have? 100%. That's what happens in the Neshama also? Every day, 2.5%? No. Not only no, from this exposure. Let me tell you a Maharal that the whole world knows about. The Maharal says, the Torah says, you should give 40 malchus. 40 yakenu. Lamaita, how much do you give? 39. So why did the Torah say 40? So he says, it's up to the 40. Ad, v'lo ad v'chlal. Call a spade if it's 39. Say 39. B'pshuta shemikwa, 39 is not 40. And 40 is not 39. So why did the Torah say 40 if you give only 39? That's what the Gur Aryeh, the Maral, the Gur Aryeh, and the Be'er Gola asks. And he says something moiridic. Moiridic, says the Halakha Maral. I'll tell you why. When a person does an Avera, that means the creation went a little bit sour. And it has to be rectified. You know, sometimes they call in the cars back again when they found out there was a problem. How's that called? Recall? What's the word for it? Yeah, recall. Malchus is a recall. The Yetzirah that happened in 40 days turned sour. And we have to rectify. And that's become, there's 40 days of Yetzirah, there's 40 lashes for it. But the Neshama is given on the last day. The first 39 days is the creation of the Guf. You know, the heart, the dust, the end. What happens on the 40th day? Boom! HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumps in the Neshama. So when the Avera starts because of the Guf, then the Neshama Zemach just dragged in. After you did 39 Malkus, you rectified the goof. Now you're facing only whom? Net, the Neshama. The Neshama doesn't do an Aver. It just doesn't have air because it's a Chavrusa with the goof. Once you stop the goof, once the goof is rectified, everything's rectified. So, says the Maharal, you know what the term means? The Esther should have been 40 Malkus. Because this package turns sour. And the package is 40 days. But when you break it to segments, Lash, lash, lash. It's parallel to the 39 days of the Bria of the Guf. When you reach the 40th day, everything's rectified. You don't have to rectify the neshama. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tohayrei. So there should have been 40. Lemaisa, there's 39. That's how the Maral explains the Torah Desha. It's gavaldic. So when is the neshama given? On the 40th day. Not during 40 days, on the 40th day. So what does it want to say that the neshama was given throughout 40 days? It wasn't given in 40 days. It was given on the 40th day. But it was given in one day. The last one. Taka the Gemara is making comparison between a neshama that's 40 days and the Torah is 40 days. That's Taka true. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu a little bit of Torah. But how could you say that about the neshama? You cut the neshama into pieces? And the Maral says, Mephesh, it was given on the 40th day. So that's question number four. About the 40th day, four. It works out. 4/40th. Now, boys, and the last question for today. You know who was the Achron that learned the Maral the most? And he was a Goyin Olam. And with the Maral's Omek, whatever he touched the Maral, he turned into gold. It was already gold, but he sold us the gold. You know who it was? Who's the Achron that kochtzach the whole time with Maral's? Goyin Yisrael v'kotchoy. You know who it was? Who? Rabbi Yosef Engel. You remember Rabbi Yosef Engel? The one who wrote the Esther Deraisa? A prolific writer. He died in 1919. So 103 years ago, he was alive. Goyin Olam. He started writing an encyclopedia Talmud. It's called Beis HaOitzer. He reached only the letter Beis. They say he had many seven already ready, and they were lost in the Shoah. Goyin Yisrael v'kotchoy, as Kayadua. In the Beis HaOitzer, he says, the Maral says that Hashem is given on the 40th day. I got a Mefarshic Gemara against him. Black on white. The Maral said, half of me never Gemara, not a Maskan of the Gemara. What happened there? I'll read to the Gemara. And Sanhedrin Dav Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. And Dinonus asked Rebbe this very question. When does the Neshama enter the fetus? On the day one or on the 40th day? So Rebbe answered, on the 40th day. That's the Maral. But look what happened. Antinonis came back and said, the Neshama comes only on the 40th day, so what keeps the goof alive? After 3 days, it should die. Efshar chaticha shel basar omedet shlosha yamim b'lo melach, a piece of meat after 3 days without salt dies. If the Neshama comes only on the 40th day, what kept the goof alive for 39 days? Ella, so the Gemara concludes, Misha asks Pekida, the Neshama comes on day one. Because otherwise, what's going to keep it alive? No, you can buy that. Omar Rebbe, and then Rebbe concludes, Dovar ze limdani antinonos. This I learned from antinonos. I thought the Neshama was given on the 40th day, and he proved me wrong.
Kol Halashon.
The Neshama has to be given on day one. Umikra Messiah. There's a pasuk in Eov that supports him. Ufkudas chasham ruchi. That's from day one. So yes, Rebbe had a havamina that the neshama will be given on day 40. But Antinonos asked him, what's going to keep it alive till then? So the conclusion is mishas pkida. That means from day one. And Rebbe agreed. And he said he praised Antinonos. This I learned from Antinonos. And he brought a pasuk in Eov that supports it. So the Maral saying like a havamina. A bomba kasha with Yosef Engel. And it remains with Tzolchiyun. He says, I don't understand it. But I just want to tell you, so that's question number five, and that's the last question today. You know what's Rashi and Rashi there? Dovah zen lamdani antinonus? You know what Rashi says? Two words. Midvarav lamadati. One, two, three, one. This I learned from antinonus. Midvarav lamadati. What's Rashi adding in the Gemara? It's two words. What's Rashi saying? The words of the Gemara is, Dovah ze limdani antinonus. I learned this from antinonus. Says Rashi two words. Midvarav lamadati. Is he adding anything to the Gemara? What does Rashi want? We'll call that question number six. But Zell. I'll tell you something, Manyan. You know what England has one of the biggest chusim in the world? The Talmidim Rav Dessler discovered in the 50s the manuscript of the Maharal on the Agadas, on Shas, called Chidushi Agadas, four volumes. The Maharal lived 400 some years ago. In the time of Yosef Engel, he didn't have these Chidushi Agadas. He died in 1919. In the early 50s, Rav Arya Kamel and the Chabula of Rav Dessler's Talmidim discovered the Chidushi Agadas in Cambridge. And they discovered 75% of them. There's still, maybe if you're going to go there one day and look up, even you'll find out the other 25%. But on Brachas, we don't have. And the Maral, a lot of times, says, look up what I wrote on Brachas. They discovered 75% of it. It was a big mitzvah. The Michtav and Yorub, Yorub, that's the rights. When he heard about it, he wore big day shadows. It's a tremendous contribution to Limud Sifrei Maral, this Chidushi Agadas that were found. A lot of times, he quotes verbatim what he wrote in his sperm, but I always add a little word here and there. It's fantastic. Four volumes today in the set called Sifrei Maral. Rabbi Yosef Engel didn't have the Chidushi Agadas. If he would have, he would have saw that the Maral deals with this question himself. It's not his fault. He didn't have it. You know what the Maral says in the Chidushi Agadas? On that Gemara in Sanhedrin and also in Nida? Was the Neshama given on day 40 or on day 1? The Havamina was day 40, but then Maskana is on day 1. This is the Maral on day 1? And the Neshama has to have a container. Elokai, Neshama should have to be. What's the container on the first day? There's nothing to hold on to it. So the Gemara can't mean what it means that it was given on the first day. No, but it says otherwise it would rot. So it was given on the first day, and it's supposed to give, and it's supposed to give in the Eoiv. Says the Maral, like my buddy would say, I mentioned it before, don't worry. Don't worry. He's lived in America for 100 years, but don't worry. What's the Teretz, says the Maral? He's going in the Maskana the Gemara, Mishas Pekida, which means from the first day. It's impossible. There's no kli to hold on to the neshama. So what does the Gemara mean? Mikomako, masha tipa bekoyach al haneshama, nikrazesh haneshama nestuna ba'adam. That's the moral, and you said that he says at all. The neshama is given on the 40th day. We're not changing that. You need a container to hold the neshama. You need a goof to hold the neshama. Hi, but so then the goof should rot from day one. What's going to keep it fresh for 30, 40 days? When you're going here, he says that you saw it, that Chassidus speak a lot about it. When you're going towards something, you already have it. You know the hachana lemitzvah? And since the neshama will be given on day 40, but the goof is being built up for that event, so already it's neshama dick from day one. But not that there's a real neshama on day one. No, not shaykh. There's no container. But it's a build-up. And he brings a raya gedera to the sefer. At the raya, it's hard to argue with. You know what he says? I want to ask Shlichu Mechila from the Koyel. We started a little bit late because of there wasn't a recording here. Okay. Beseder. You know what the one says? The one in Shabbos of Kuf Yuches. Rabbi Yoshi says, I'm going to die one day. I have a request from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that I want to die in a certain fashion. If I could ask, I'm asking the Malach HaMavet to do the following. I should die when I'm on the way on going to a mitzvah. I would like to die then. When I'm on the going to a mitzvah, boom, I'm going to die anyway. It should be in that kind of fashion. I want to be dying when I'm doing a mitzvah. So ask the Malach, they should say, I should die when I'm doing a mitzvah, not when I'm walking to a mitzvah. Why derech? In the mitzvah alone. Dr. Maral, again, this is said, he says it many, many times in this one. When you're on the way to a mitzvah, you're in a bigger shvung when you already do the mitzvah. I want to die at the highest level of my biggest shvung. And the shvung is when I'm on the way. Not when I'm already there. Somebody say, Sukkot is going to come. Let me show you this, you said the Maral, in practical life. But the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, what do we do, especially in Eretz Yisrael? The growing cotton, Shulchan Aruch, Yom Kippur cotton. What do? We're days, it's been 4 days, because one is the Lulav day, one is the Esrog day, one is the Arava day, one is the Adasim day, right? And you're so into the Lulav and Esrog before, right? And you check the Esrog, you've been Eretz Yisrael, and say, Mamash, I can't give out Chavoida. And then comes Sukkot. You shake the lulav, you hang it in. The whole excitement's out. You were more excited about it when you were buying it than when you already took it. Look, that's how we feel. That's this you said the Maharal. When you go into something, you're more with a blen than when you already have it. It needs to be explained, but that's the mitzvah. Mimela zok the Maharal, the neshama is given on the 40th day. I'm not, Rebbe's not changing his mind, but its hashpa starts from day one. That's what Rashi means. Limdani antinonus midvorav lamadati. What do you think he's saying, Rashi? Rashi's coming to say, I'm not saying exactly like him. He did make me change a little bit, but I'm not saying bidduk like him. He said that the Shema was given on day one. No, I'm not changing that. I'm not going from one extreme to another. So again, Dovazel Limdani antinonus says Rashi midvorav lamadati. I'm learning from him that the hashpa of the Shema starts from day one. But not that the Neshama is given on day one. That would be impossible. Okay? If Yosef Engel didn't see the Maharal on Chiddush Egolus, therefore he has the kasha. It's a bumper kasha. But when you see the Maharal himself, he dealt with it. There is a Neshama on the 40th day, but it's not supposed to start from day one. Now, boy, say, here comes the punchline of what we're saying today. The 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, is compared to the 40 days of the Yetziyah from the Neshama. So Mela, it comes out, we've already answered the question of question number, we already answered the question 6 and 5. What's double the Mivov Lamadati? Because I'm not saying exactly like him. A little bit of a different. And the Kasha will go to Bengo, it's not swear. What was question number 4? Remember? The one, if the Neshama divided to pieces? No, it's stuck on the 40th day, that it has its Hashpah from day one. Now, Rabbi say those 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur are compared to the Yitzias Neshama. That's what comes out. And what happens by Yitzias Neshama, says the Maharal, that the Neshama that's given on the 40th day has its positive effect to keep it alive from day one. Let's cut and paste this now to Elul. What does it come out? So on the 40th day, which is Yom Kippur, it's the day of the Neshama. There's no goof on Yom Kippur. And the 40 day and the 39 day still then is building, is connected to goof. It's exactly the same. And just like the 40th day of the Neshama has its positive hashpah from day one, similarly, Yom Kippur starts day one. Backward. Because it's exactly parallel. And since Elul is the built-up for the Neshama, for Yom Kippur, just like the goof is a built up to receive the neshama. Just like by the neshama, it works backwards, also by Elul does. Where so that's become the remez of Elul. Sometimes it's one seder, sometimes it's backwards. You see why, guys? It works for Mafreya. That's become Elul, but also Lule, backwards, because it really works for Mafreya. Since on Yom Kippur will be a day of Kula Neshama, no goof. You put the goof in the bottom. So it's exactly parallel to the Yitzhiya Sablat of Yom HaGoyim. And then what happens by Yitzhiya Sablat taught us the Maharal that its positive Ashpah starts from day one. Similarly, Yom Kippur starts from day one. Elul is Yom Kippur, Dick. That's what comes out. It's Muhach. Because we're going towards Yom Kippur already now. You could... It's a shekta before Yom Kippur. And what happened on Yom Kippur itself? The Gemara says in Yuma, the Sutton cannot be Mekatrik. It's not a natural day. Right? HaSutton is Gematria what? 364. Right? It's 364. HaSutton. Sutton is Gematria 359. And HaSutton is Gematria 364. There's one day, it's not a normal day. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. That's Yom Kippur. Since Elul is a Yom Kippur ticket thing, so whatever happens unnaturally by Yom Kippur happens the Zeir Ampin throughout Elul. What's Elul cover? Elul is Yom Kippur dick from day one. And whatever Siyata Tishmai that we have on Yom Kippur, because there's no Sutton then, a main of it is already now. So Rabbi said, we're in Zion Elul. A week went by. But so what? We could start. I'm sure the Olam already started. And to remember that we could bank, or we're being nourished from what's going to happen in Yom Kippur, already l'mafreya now. That's a come. It's en kasher en yat kiva masegas is applicable also to Elul, because we're getting our petrol from Yom Kippur. It's a pchina of Yom Kippur these days. That's what comes out of Rabbi from this thing. Rabbi, give you a hint. We're comparing Malchus and everything to this. What do people do in Yom Kippur? 39 Malchus. You see the comparison? So whatever happens by Malchus, it's exactly what happens to Rosh Hashanah. On Erev Yom Kippur, which is the 39th day of the there's Malchus, 39. But Allah was wrong. It's brought down the Shemarach. Today we didn't do it so much. But some people do it. I saw it. So I said, just remember, these days are very, very holy. So was there a Ritzui? Remember, we had one of the questions, the Ritzui. Did the Ritzui start in Erev Chodesh Elul, or Ritzui was in Yom Kippur? It's the same thing. Because the Ritzui of Yom Kippur already has its roots, already has its effect from Erev Chodesh Elul. Rabbi said, we should all be Zeicher, Be'ezer Hashem, to take advantage of these holy, holy days, and the Mitzvah should be Zeicher for Tshuva Shleima and a Ksiva V'Chasiva Tzeva for the Gan Sevelt and the Am Yisrael and the whole world. All good.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.